This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the morning shift, we'll get to the UGA football news. But first, the Falcons, they announced they have signed wide receiver and return specialist Jamal Agnew, who was originally selected by the Detroit Lions in the fifth round of the 2017 draft. He spent eight seasons with the Lions, on to Jacksonville for about two seasons, and with the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2024, so last year.
Yeah, Dylan, from now on, when we have a signing like this, I'm going to need you to play Macklemore on the way in, all right, because that's just – it continues to be what the Falcons do. And I don't have a – look, it's not like I'm upset about it, but we're thrift shopping right now, right? We're trying to find players with a lot of upside – and not much downside. And there is some upside to Agnew, the fact that he's a veteran, the fact that he's a former all-pro returner, whatever you want to call it. But again, spent last year on a P squad, and you know, you don't really know what you're getting out of him at a couple of different positions. But you needed a returner. You didn't re-sign Avery Williams. You moved on from that one. And you know, you're going to see what you can get out of Agnew. But he's here, and he will provide some type of veteran presence at some point.
Ray McLeod, I think, will definitely be back there again, returning kickoffs. Maybe Agnew, if he makes the squad, can do punts. I love him to death, but I don't want Mike Hughes returning punts. We went through that adventure in 2023, I think, if some of you remember. And so he, because he could be a guy that's back there. So maybe. I think, to me, I understand the bargain shopping thing. Agnew's had some production, not a lot, but he's going to have to come in here and make the team. And if he does, he's going to have to do it as a special teams ace. That's going to be his number one thing. And so that's why it was like, oh, that's nice. Kind of when I heard it, I was like, oh, okay. Because we are at the point where I think you're filling out roster spots in some ways.
Yeah.
And you don't know, real quick, Tiff, you don't know – what draft pick that they, you know, they might have a draft pick or a rookie free agent that could be a special teams ace as well, or a speedy guy that could come in here and maybe fill that void as well and keep Agnew off the roster.
Yeah.
So he was in the Pro Bowl, selected to the Pro Bowl in 2023 as a return specialist, and he is the only player in the NFL to have seven total return touchdowns. So four punt returns, two kickoff returns, and one field goal return. That makes you feel any
better. Let me hit you guys with this. Who's a bigger signing yesterday, Verdugo or Agnew? Which one means more for their team this season?
I would tell you off the top of my head, Verdugo, because I just see – I just know how the Braves how baseball is such a long, long toll and you go through so much. I think we'll see Verdugo at some point. I can't tell you after his 2024 – that I can guarantee that we'll see Agnew, but I could be way off. I mean, I hope I'm off, kind of. I 100% hope I'm off.
You hope that you're off, Braves-wise.
Yeah. And Falcons-wise.
First, I was going to say you're wrong, but then as you sold your argument, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Which takes a lot out of me to say.
It's a shame this isn't which one was it.
But yeah, baseball is a long season, and the stuff that you guys outlined earlier with the injury, with your conspiracy theories, which could very much be possibilities, which you don't want them to be.
I'll push back on your notion just a little bit that, you know, you don't know if you'll see. If he's not returning, I don't like, where are we at as far as that? Is it just Mike Hughes? Like, I don't like.
Well, I think Ray McLeod returned last year.
I know.
And I think he'll return again this year. I think you could even see. Now, are you talking kick or punts?
Punts.
Now, I think I'm not sure why you can't throw Ray back there with punts as well.
Yeah.
Now, I know he's had a fumble in that one kickoff that really cost you.
I was going to say, there are certain coordinators and head coaches that I don't know that Raheem subscribes to this, but there are certain guys that don't want to put offensive players on punt return simply from the fact that you're about to head out on offense.
Well, I mean, but Kadarius Hodge plays special teams.
No. But again, Kadarius Hodge doesn't play as big offensive role as Ray McLeod does.
Okay.
Not even close, actually.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Well, then throw Mike Hughes back there. We've seen him. I mean, I think there's a lot of options. I'm just telling, look, when I hear this, there's nothing that screams to me he's 100% guaranteed a roster spot.
Yeah. No, I agree with you in that aspect. That's why I asked the question, because neither is Verdugo. He's already in AAA.
Yes, but baseball is a season with so much longer, and there's so many things that can go wrong injury-wise. That's why I look at that. I mean, Carlos Washington is back. He's been signing off. He could return punts. There's a lot of places you could go. You just don't know who's going to fill. You don't know who's going to do what, really.
Where are they at on D. Alford right now? Because he's a guy that's returned a couple of punts in his time as well. Although I don't know if anybody loved him in that role, but he's been back there before too. So that'd be another name.
On to the Dogs now, and news coming out of Athens. Georgia sophomore wide receiver Nitro Tuggle and freshman offensive lineman Marquez Easley were suspended indefinitely from all team activities on Thursday after Tuggle's arrest on charges of speeding and reckless driving. So the Athens-Clarke County jail records show Tuggle was arrested early yesterday on misdemeanor charges of speeding, and this would have been on Wednesday, misdemeanor charges on speeding and reckless driving. So he was released after posting bond, and then the Athens Banner-Herald reported Easley was involved in a vehicle crash on Monday night. I don't even know what else to say.
And you know what's to me the interesting takeaway from this story is, and I've tried to be as understanding as I can from Kirby Smart's perspective on the issues of the program. You remember last year we had the conversation where I was, you know, I think it was a guy who had just transferred in that got in trouble, and I was like, look, you know, he's changing the program and he's changing the guys there, and a guy who just shows up gets in trouble, I'm not going to point at it and say, well, it's just another Georgia football player. This guy's been there just a few weeks. That's not fair to the leadership. It's not fair to Kirby. And then you move on from that. I can't remember the safety's name who you had to basically kick off the team last July, I believe it was. And there's another, you know, set of circumstances. And Kirby has been very, almost too guarded. I think the national outrage has been, we want Kirby to do something. And he has been very hesitant to announce suspensions or, you know, kicking guys off the team or whatever else it is. Him answering this immediately shows you the nature of where he is at mentally, getting these phone calls saying somebody's been arrested. Like, he's over it. And you can tell that it's like, dude, you're not new to the program. You understand. You've been warned. Both of y'all have been warned numerous times, and you knew what was going to happen if you got in trouble, and now we're here. So these are both second-year guys that have been around, that understand where George is at, and have probably been warned 15 times by Kirby Smart at this point that you know, they're not going to have it. So the national outrage, Kirby has always met with, well, we don't publicly talk about suspensions or what's best for the player and this, that, and the other. I think he's over it, man. Like, I think he's just exhausting. Straight up like, dude, it's. I don't know how else to talk about this in a way where y'all will understand. And, you know, somebody's got to be made an example out of.
Yeah, Daniel Harris is the defensive back you're talking about. I think last year, I don't think he got kicked off and he missed games. Obviously, Trevor Etienne had the DUI. I think he got he played it down. But, you know, easily loses control of his car and hits like a power box. And just a Dodge Charger. I understand that I feel for Kirby. Let me put it that way. I feel for Kirby because I think he's trying, and I think he's trying to reach this. But when the story is told, and years to come, this is going to be a storyline, underlying storyline in his time here. Yeah, he was probably the greatest Georgia coach ever. He also didn't have complete control of his team from a national viewpoint because of arrest after arrest after arrest for driving. There's been deaths. And when you come look back at it, and I'm not comparing the two because Kirby has a much better grip of his program than Urban Meyer did at Florida. But all anybody ever wants to talk about now about Urban Meyer's time at Florida is how out of control the program was at times. Like, Tim Tebow is a backstory compared to some of the arrests and the bad things that happened in that program. And eventually that's going to take over Georgia. I mean, we saw, and it's unfair because the domestic violence stuff last year, which was, now that it looks at it, one of the players was seemingly innocent of some of the stuff. But it's still, it puts a dark cloud over it.
Yeah, but I don't think it should. And I think
it doesn't. I don't disagree with you that it should.
But
that
let
it
me
should.
Finish. Let me finish. The thing about Urban Meyer is considered a guy who covered up for a murderer or whatever you want to say about
that he didn't. Okay. Aaron Hernandez did not murder anyone at Florida. That's been proven. So it's not that he.
Focus on the last part.
That happened in New England. So let's backtrack that a little bit.
My point being is that. That's not fair to the guys that have had success and have worked their butt off and Kirby Smart to say, well, the narrative moving forward is going to be he didn't have control of his program. What else do you want him to do other than kick kid off team or indefinitely suspend him right now? And the guy I was talking about was David Daniel, who's from Woodstock, who actually ended up at Troy. Remember, he had the reckless driving in the BMW last year and he got kicked off team. Like that, Kirby, to me, he's throwing this thing into overdrive. Dude, and it's like, dude, the leash is at zero.
My question is, I don't understand as a player. You're seeing this happen repeatedly, and then yet you still choose to partake in the foolishness. So I can't wrap my head around that, and maybe that's something, an indictment on the character of people that you're choosing to bring in. But again, these guys are guys that have been there for 2 years, so I don't know how you get to the bottom of it as to who's influencing these guys to be like, hey, you know what, this is a great idea. No one's going to catch us. It is so beyond stupid they're doing this.
It's entitlement is what it is. It's entitlement that you can do whatever you want because you're
a big issue.
You're a great player or a great football athlete or star or whatever you want to say, and you go to a great program. Mike, for the record, I agree with you. It shouldn't overshadow the good people. The problem is we don't live in a world where good gets pushed to the top and negative gets pushed to the bottom. Negative always rises to the top in the news cycle, and it's all and in Atlanta and in the state of Georgia, we understand it. But that is not how people talk about the program, and other media outlets and fan bases outside of it. And I know
it's because people want to poke holes in greatness.
But
that's what it is.
But
it's a yeah, but society. Yeah, it's great,
You're absolutely right. But that doesn't change what it is. That doesn't change the outside perspective. And it really doesn't change the fact that it keeps happening. It happened last year. I think it happened less than it did a couple years before. But it doesn't change the fact that it keeps happening.
You know what's interesting, too? This would be a conversation that if this had just started in the last 3 years, you'd say, is this happening? Because, how much is it happening in other schools too? Yes. But is this an NIL situation where kids are getting too much at this age, not able to handle what they've been given? And that's where the entitlement comes from. And I don't think that's the case. I don't know what the answer is for Georgia's program. And again, I try my best to look at it from a framework of Kirby Smart and the leadership on this team, because I think Tiffany's question about the character of the guys you're bringing in is always going to be a conversation. But then you see and hear from guys like Nolan Smith and some of the other players at the top of these programs where you're like, this guy's awesome. Like, I would kill for this guy to be on my team in the pros,
And I'm not saying it's the character of it's the character of these few. I don't know what's being missed when you're looking for stuff, or if it's something that just gets there, or it's something that just happens that clicks for them when they get into Athens. Like, but there is something to be said about, and I don't know these young men, about entitlement, though, and a lot of what happens in programs, a lot of what happens in general when you are an athlete that now has the ability to get NIL deals. You're at the top of your game. You're at a prominent school. There's a lot that comes with that. Yeah.
Well, I think that there is just – I think Kirby has done a decent job, and I just think he's at the end of his rope right now. Like, I think he's like, dude, I'm done with this.
You have to be.
And that's why I started with it. I know that he's trying, and I do feel bad I do feel bad that it just keeps happening. Don't mistake it, though. 5 to 10 – to maybe 15 of like 8,500, and you got to remember there's non-scholarship players as well. That doesn't. And to your point, Tiff, that doesn't mean that the character of the entirety of the program is that of those 5 to 10 people. It doesn't. Unfortunately, that's not how the world works. Because again, we're in a news era of the world where negativity tops the charts, it's what sells,
especially
and
in
sports. And so, when you get negative things about a program, it becomes the top headline, one of the top 10 overall at ESPN. And I'm not picking on ESPN. It's all of them do this. And then you look at the college football page, and it's the number one headline on their stories.
Well, I mean, where do you want it to go? This is a team that won back-to-back national championships just a few, like...
Well, I'm not saying it shouldn't be there. I'm just saying that it's... I Googled it. I Googled the... I Googled Nitro Tuggle's name. There is a... Have you ever heard of the Times of India?
That thing pops up. If you Google anything, that stuff has...
And that pops up with...
I know,
with the thing, and I'm like, who the hell is the Times of India?
I know, but I've seen it on other stuff before, too. So it's...
It hey, just
we gotta go to break.
It just it, my point is it sells because it's juicy and it's a top tier program. To your point, but it's not going to go away until you can go a couple years without.
And
this.
The only thing I'll push back on is the fact that this is it's a top tier program that has won back to back national titles. Mm-hmm. Like it's relevant. It's not and. I'm not saying that, or what I'm saying is there is a reason why it is leading the sports section.
And that's my point. But
it's not about the negativity. That is a story.
Well, we are.
He's not a star player. He's not like he's a nobody on this team.
No, but I agree
with
you.
This is an issue.
Yeah,
like,
I
it's an issue.
I mean,
so
well, I agree with you. The fact that it's always going. That's why I say that's the cloud over the program.